Hi, Gratitude Seekers. Today I will tell you a story about gratitude, and I think you might enjoy it. Here it goes. Another student, frustrated with his life and with school, worried about what tomorrow may bring, approached his teacher asking for some guidance. The story goes, says the teacher in response to his student's request for help, that a Buddhist monk was walking through the mountains one day. Then, out of nowhere, a tiger appears, chasing the monk towards the edge of a cliff. The monk, in his quest to escape the tiger, runs to the edge of the cliff and climbs over the side, where he sees five other tigers 15 feet below him, waiting to eat him. So the monk is just hanging there, holding on to a vine on the side of the cliff, waiting there for the little chance he has to escape for his imminent demise. Then, as the monk hangs there, exploring his options, he turns to the left and sees a strawberry. He smiles and says, "Wow, what a magnificent strawberry." So he picks it up and he eats it. The student waited for his teacher to continue, but it was clear that the teacher was done with the story. That's it. That is the story. The monk is about to be eaten by tigers, so he reaches out to pick and eat a strawberry, the student exclaimed. What's the point? He added. The teacher replied, "The lesson is to know and embrace the experience of being alive. You must be alive every second you are alive." The student responded, "But teacher, everyone is alive when they are alive." "No," said the teacher, "it's the experience of being alive in each moment, in each experience, good and bad. We must be alive every second we are alive and not simply exist and live out our days." The student, confused, questioned his teacher by asking, "But everyone is alive, aren't they?" he insisted. "No. Look at you now," explained the teacher. "You are running around being chased by tigers, consumed with your thoughts of how it could be better, how you could be better if only things were different. Yet, you shared with me over the past year several difficult situations, in addition to the circumstances that I have observed, how you were about to be eaten by tigers and how you have been saved in this situation. You can't be alive if you are living in fear, and if you're living in fear, you can't see the experience of life, the magnificence of life that is right in front of you in each moment." The teacher asked, "Are you running around, grinning over the feeling of being the luckiest, most fortunate and appreciative person in the world because of what is present in your life today? Or are you consumed with fear of what you don't have in your life and what may possibly happen sometime in the future?" The student thought for a moment, looked up at his teacher, smiled and continued on with his day. "So, what magnificent strawberries do you have in your life? Stop. Look around. They are there, right in front of you. Your health, your family, your children, your job, a hobby, a sport, your natural gifts and talents, even the people in your life, Pick one today. Relish every bite. After all, what's the purpose of eating a strawberry? To get to the end, or to savor and enjoy every delicious bite?